I think that was a great case to kind of get into, the younger patient who's going through transplant. But of course, a much more typical situation is an older patient.
Right.
And I see you have an 88-year-old woman, so that sounds like it's in the elderly side. Can you talk about how she presented?
Yeah, so she had presented essentially with neuropathy and had gone to a neurologist or a number of neurologists to be worked up for the neuropathy, really couldn't find a good source. And at some point, one of the outside providers apparently had done a hepatic panel, noted that there was elevated serum proteins. And so also then ran the SPEP and noted that was the case as well. So referred them to us. And she had elevated serum proteins and elevated light chains as well. And so potential cause then to the neuropathy, which was worsening with her over the time. And she was a very functional 88-year-old, and her 90-year-old husband, they traveled around still. So this was becoming bothersome for her.
And did she have any other disease? Particularly, did she have bone disease?
No, she really didn't. She has a long history of osteoporosis, which is a family problem. And so that unrelated to the multiple myeloma, but of course, we ended up giving her some bisphosphonates as well for the myeloma. And it may have helped that osteoporosis as well.
Now, has this lady had any serious medical problems in the past?
No, actually, she was amazingly healthy. She was perhaps on a high blood pressure medication and maybe a statin, but really nothing significant. So she and her husband were both, I said, very active for their age.
And as you looked at her, what were some of the options that you sort of sorted through? The other patient, and a lot of patients nowadays get triple therapy,
Right.
with a proteasome inhibitor, usually bortezomib with
Sure.
lenalidomide. What about older patients?
Yeah, well, I think the problem with the triple therapy in her would have been the potential neuropathy with the bortezomib. So she was already suffering from a neuropathy. So that became a challenge. We could have gone perhaps to the carfilzomib, but as an older woman, we could always add that in. So the decision was maybe just go with a doublet and keep the dexamethasone dose low as well and see how she did with that and if she was responding. If just the doublet would help her neuropathy, that was probably the most important thing. Maybe we didn't need to go to a triplet.
So you were thinking that maybe the neuropathy might be reversible.
Yes, absolutely.
What's the thinking about why people get neuropathy from myeloma, and how often do you see it?
Yeah, I don't know the national statistics or the disease statistics on that, but we do see some patients coming into their diagnosis with neuropathy. A lot of times that's related to diabetes and things like that. But the thought is, of course, that those serum proteins actually adhere to those peripheral nerves then as well. And so potentially, if you can get any, I don't know if it's a permanent thing because we actually do see some of that neuropathy improve.